This is the Composer's Datebook for September 6th. I'm John Burge. Works by Henry Kimball Hadley rarely show up on concert programs anymore, but in the early years of the 20th century, he ranked as a major and very popular American composer. In 1910, Gustav Mahler, during his tenure at the New York Philharmonic, conducted Hadley's tone poem, The Culprit Fay, and in 1920, Hadley's opera, Cleopatra's Night, was staged at the Metropolitan Opera. But by the time of his death, on today's date in 1937, Hadley's full-blown late Romantic style was falling out of fashion in the modernist age of Stravinsky and Schoenberg. In other aspects of his musical career, however, Hadley was quite avant-garde and forward-looking. In 1921, he became associate conductor of the New York Philharmonic, the first American-born conductor to hold a full-time post with any major American orchestra. In 1926, he was invited by Warner Brothers to conduct the Philharmonic at the New York premiere of their silent film Don Juan, starring the legendary actor John Barrymore. And the following year, Hadley wrote an original score for a second Barrymore silent feature titled When a Man Loves. Hadley is also credited with making the first symphonic video, actually a 10-minute Vitaphone film, of Hadley conducting Wagner's Tannhäuser Overture that was shown in movie theaters back then, and you can still see today via YouTube. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.